各时间都有可能面对死亡。
But he asked Timothy, when he come, please bring three items to him.
那他但是他也请求提摩太在他来。
Things.
那第一个是什么
？The first thing is his jacket or his cloth he left in Troas.
第一个就是他留。
Cold sometimes.
那有时会感到寒冷。
He want to take care of his physical health.
那他想要照顾一下他肉体的生命。
Even though he know he may die any time.
即使他知道他任何时间都可能面对死亡。
But he still have to take care of himself.
但是他还是要来照顾自己。
So he need that jacket to keep him warm.
所以他需要那件外衣来保暖。
Now, brother and sister, God give you this health, this body.
那弟兄姐妹们，神赐给了你这个身体，赐予了你健康。
Have you been taking good care of it?
你有一直在照顾它吗
？Now some people does take very good care of his health.
那有一些人很照顾自己的身体。
But some people they don't take care, they abuse their body.
那有一些人不认真对待自己的身体。
Especially nowadays with modern life, we're very busy.
尤其是在当今的社会，我们的生活非常的繁忙。
Well, everybody is busy. You cannot complain about that.
那不过大家都很忙，所以没有什么好抱怨的。
But when people are busy, sometimes they don't eat when they need to eat.
但是当人繁忙的时候，可能在需要吃饭的时间没有吃饭。
They skip meals, so that after a long time they have a stomach illness.
那他们经常的这样子缺一餐，所以他们的胃就开始有毛病了。
During the time they should rest, they do not rest.
那在他们应当休息的时间时候，他们没有休息。
Even when they lie on the bed, they play with their phone or play with their iPad. They watch video streaming until midnight, past midnight.
那即使他们躺在床上的时候，也要看手机或者平板电脑。
Some people their eyes, when even though they were so young, but their eyes are already like a middle age or even cataract, have old age.
那即使在很年幼的时候，他们的眼睛已经像老年人那样。
Now, if God give you this body, you don't take care of it. You cannot blame God. Oh, you don't bless me.
那如果神赐给你这个身体，你没有好好的照顾它，你也不能怪神。
So in the new year, we should resolve. Okay, we should take care of our health and our body.
那所以在新的一年时候，我们应该关注自己的健康，照顾自己的身体。
When I go out to work, I work with many ministers together, many workers.
那我当我出去的时候，我与许多同工一起工作。
And there was one time I met a worker.
那有时候我遇到有一个时间，我遇到一个同工。
After we finish the work in the day, and usually most workers just stay in the room, relax, chat, or go check their emails, or just relaxing a little bit.
那我们当一天的工作做完之后，我们基本上就是聊天或者放松。
But that worker every night he'll go to the parking lot of the church and keep circling around, walking for at least half an hour.
那另外一个同工就一直到教会的停车场里面走很多圈。
And I ask him why, Pastor, that he's a senior pastor. I ask him why, Pastor, that every night.Do you enjoy really walking outside by yourself?
那我就问他，传道，你这样子天天晚上自己一个人在外面走，你很享受吗？
He answered me, not because I enjoy walking by myself.
他回答我，并不是我享受自己一个人在外面散步。
I need exercise.
但是我需要锻炼。
If I exercise more, my health is better. Then I can work for God a few more years with health.
那他说，如果我在外面多走，多锻炼，我的身体就会更健康，就可以为主多工作几年。
Wow, after I heard that, my heart feels very touched.
那当我听到这些时候，我很感动。
Why you need a good health?
为什么需要好的身体？
Because you want to work for God.
因为他要为神工作。
I'm sure God bless him good health.
那我想神一定会赐给他。
So John told Gaius, may God bless you, prosperous, good health, so that you can work for God.
那所以保罗也告诉了他，要继续的，要身体要健康，这样子可以为神做更多的工。
So, brother and sister, please take care of your health.
所以弟兄姐妹们一定要照顾自己的身体。
Don't abuse it.
不要滥用它。
For example, Bible never says smoking is not permitted.
比如说，圣经从来都没有讲抽烟是被禁止的。
Because in the Bible time there's no smoking.
因为在圣经里面的时候还没有抽烟。
But the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
但是身体是圣灵的殿。
If you keep smoking the secret smoke in the temple of God, how will God feel?
那如果我们一直抽烟，这个烟进到了神的殿里面，神会怎样看？
The Bible never says you should not drink even one drop of alcohol.
那圣经也从来没有讲我们一滴酒也不可以喝。
The Bible says you should not get drunk.
圣经只是说不可以醉酒。
But you enjoy drinking alcohol.
但是如果你享受喝酒的话。
Drinking a lot.
喝非常多。
The temple of the Holy Spirit always alcoholic. The blood inside always alcoholic.
那你身体里面的血液总是充满了酒精。
Will the temple of the Holy Spirit be happy?
那圣灵的殿会很开心吗？
So we should ask ourselves, treat your body nicer.
那所以我们应该说要更好的对待自己的身体。
Because this is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为这是圣灵的殿。
But other than just be prosperous in the body.
那除了身体健壮之外。
Let's turn back to 3 John here and verse 2 said, I wish you prosperous, just like your soul is prosperous.
那在这边他说我愿你凡事兴盛身体健壮正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
So there are two kinds of prosperity.
所以有两种不同的兴盛。
One is prosperous in your health, in your body.
一种是身体健康的兴盛。
But the other one is prosperous in your soul, in your spirit.
那另一种是灵魂的兴盛。
Now, this is something important we have to know.
那这是我们需要知道一件很重要的事情。
No matter how well you take care of your body,
不论你多么的照顾你的身体
Sooner or later we get older and our body will start to have this problem and that problem.
那迟早我们的年龄都会增长然后我们的身体都会有各种各样的毛病
You say this year compared to last year is different.
那今年和去年比不一样
Right, no matter how maintain, how much care you put on it.
不管你多么的关注你的身体
But there's something that was never affected.
那有一件事是永远不会被影响的。
If you work on your soul, ask God to prosper your spirit, your spiritual life will grow better and better.
那如果你请求神，让你的灵魂兴盛，你的属灵的生命会一天比一天好。
Just like Paul said, my body is decay, weaker and weaker every day.
那就像保罗说，我的肉体一天比一天的衰弱。
But my mind is being renewed every day.
但是我的灵魂却一日比一日 更新
So this year I wish brother and sister that God bless you so your spirit, your soul prosperous
所以弟兄姐妹们我愿意祝福你在新的一年神能赐予你兴盛的灵魂兴盛
But how can we do that?
那我们怎么样做呢
Verse 3 said
第三节有说
I know that your heart have the truth and you walk in the truth
那有弟兄来证明你的心里存的真理正如你按真理而行。
If you want your soul to become prosperous, your heart must fill with the truth.
那如果我们的灵魂要兴盛，我们的心里就要存满真理。
Many brothers and sisters now say they follow the Bible reading schedule of our church, and they find out that after they follow reading the Bible every day, they feel the spirit, the soul get stronger and stronger.
那很多弟兄姐妹也跟着我们教会的读经计划，当他们跟着这样读之后，他们觉得灵魂比一天比一天兴盛。
So this year, let's all be resolved. Follow the Bible reading schedule of our church.
那所以在新的一年中，我们也要跟随教会里面的读经计划。
Only one chapter a day.
只是一天一章而已。
You can use your cell phone when you're on the bus or at home. You can read it.
你在公交车上或者在家的时候都可以读。
And then walk in the truth.
也要在真理中行
And then your soul, your spirit will become so prosperous.
你的灵魂就会兴盛
Another one, another blessing.
那另外一项祝福
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们翻到哥罗西书
The book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
哥罗西书第一章
Verse 10.
第十节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
哥罗西书第一章第十节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
哥罗西书第一章第十节 第十节好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子渐渐的多知道神
Another wishes and blessing for you is we wish that this year we can be pleasing to the Lord
那我们在新的一年中要凡事蒙神悦纳
This is a very important goal that we have to seek and after
这是我们所要追寻的一个很重要的目标。
This year we should not be thinking, oh, should I just get more wealth or more money?
那在新的一年中，不能只想我们要有更多的财富。
Or should I get promoted or get better grade in school?
或者我学习中要得到更好的成绩。
Yeah, those are good goals, but not the primary goal.
那些是非常好的目标，但不是最主要的目标。
But there's only one goal which is more important than all.
只有一个目标比一切的目标都更加重要。
If you have that goal attended, you don't have to worry everything. Everything God will add to you.
只要那一个目标你达到了，神会把一切都赐福于你。
You only have to ask yourself one question.
你只要问自己一个问题。
Are you pleasing to the Lord?
你在神的面前蒙喜悦吗
？Does God like you?
神喜欢你吗
？When God look at you, will He give a smiling face to you?
如果当神看见你的时候，是以微笑来看待你吗
？Or will He give a very worried face?
还是他非常的担忧
or he will give you a very angry face.
或者他非常的愤怒。
You look at in the company, right? The boss look at all the employees. They give them different looks.
那我们在公司里面可以看到，老板对于他的员工有不同的表情。
Some workers they're very hardworking.
有一些员工非常的刻苦。
They're very faithful.
他们非常的信实。
They're very obedient.
他们非常的听话。
They know what the boss wants.
他们知道老板想要什么。
They also know what the boss doesn't want.
他也知道老板不喜欢什么。
They do what the boss wants. They don't do the boss doesn't want.
那他们做老板喜欢的，不做老板所不喜欢的。
Of course, the boss likes the worker very much.
那当然，老板就非常的喜欢他们。
If there's a raise to give, he's the first one to receive it.
那如果要得到什么的话，他们就第一个得到。
And he'll be the last one to let go.
那他是最后一个放开的。
Why?
为什么?
Because the boss liked him.
因为老板喜欢他。
He didn't have to ask the boss, oh, give me a raise.
那他老板对他，他不需要对老板说我要升薪。
Oh, I didn't ask the boss, keep me in your company.
也不用问老板把我留在你的公司里。
If you please the boss.
如果你的老板喜欢你。
Of course, you get everything.
当然你什么都会得到。
Now, our relationship with God is just father and child.
那我们和神的关系就好像父亲与儿子。
Also, it's master and servant.
也是主仆之间的关系。
If we please our father.
如果我们让我们的父亲喜悦。
If we please our master.
如果我们让我们的主人喜悦。
And of course, you don't have to worry about your life.
当然我们就不要为我们的生活担忧。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
那我们翻到哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
This is our New Year resolution.
这是新年的祝福。
2 Corinthians 5 verse 9.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
2 Corinthians 5:9.
哥林多后书第五章第九节，第九节，所以无论是往住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Let this be our New Year wishes and goal and blessing.
那这让这作为我们新的一年的属灵的目标。
No matter where you go,
不论我们去到哪里
，What you do,
做什么
，You ask yourself.
我们问自己
，Is the law pleasing with me?
我们得到主的喜悦了吗
？If not yet, we have to work hard for that.
如果还没有的话，我们要继续的努力。
So this is another goal that we pursue.
这是我们所要追寻的另一个目标。
Okay, let's turn to another one.
我们再翻到另外一节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们翻到哥林多前书。
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
Chapter 15, verse 58.
第十五章第五十八节。
1 Corinthians 15, 58.
哥林多前书第十五章第五十八节。
15, 58.
第十五章第五十八节，第五十八节，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
This is another wish and goal that we should have.
这是另外一个祝福，也是另外一个目标。
That we should always diligently work for the Lord.
也是我们要勤奋的去追寻的。
Why Paul have to encourage the church in Corinthian people do this?
那为什么保罗要来鼓励哥林多教会的这些人呢
？Remember, the church in Corinth, all the people are very educated and they are very gifted. For them to do church work is not a problem.
那当然，在这个教会里面，所有的人都有很好的教育背景，也有很强的能力，所以做圣工不是一件很难的事情。
And also, they have money; they can offer.
那当然，他们也有钱，他们也可以捐献。
But the church in Corinth actually are not very active in doing that.
但是哥林多教会并不是在圣工上并不是很活跃。
Their attitude is not that right.
他们的态度不是很对。
They think doing holy work, if I want to do it, I do it. If I don't want, then I don't do it.
那他们认为做圣工就是我想做就做，我不想做就不做。
If I like doing this work, I will do it. But this work I don't like, even though the church asked me to do it, I say no.
我喜欢做的事情像圣工我会去做，但是如果我不喜欢做的，即使教会要求我做，我也不会做。
So they will be very selective, picking the things they want.
他们会非常的挑剔。
Or then when they do it, they do it for themselves.
那或者他们做的时候是为自己做。
So that's why Paul wants to correct their attitude.
这就是为什么保罗要改变他们的思想观念。
Paul wants to tell them that no matter where you offer to God or you do well for God, timing is very important.
他对他们说，不论你在什么时候为主做工，时间是很重要的。
You don't always have the chance.
你不并不一直有机会。
But when you have the chance, you have to try all your best to do it.
但是当你有机会的时候，你就要竭力多做。
Because one day you may miss the chance.
因为有一天你可能就错过了机会。
But if you do it, God bless you.
但是如果你做的话，神就会赐福于你。
You will not do it emptily.
你不会在里面不是徒然的。
I read a testimony from China.
我在中国有一个见证。
I heard about it. That testimony happened about 17 years ago.
那大约这个见证发生在17年前。
There was a sister.
有一个姐妹。
Her husband is doing a business of marine transportation.
那她的丈夫运营了一个海洋运输公司。
That's why her husband is very busy, seldom come to church.
这就是为什么这个姐妹的丈夫非常的繁忙，很少来教会。
But one day that husband came to church to attend church service.
但是有一天这个弟兄来到教会来参加聚会。
And on that day, they are having a fundraising activity to buy a new chapel. So everybody have to fill out the platform.
那所以那天教会正好在募款来买新的教会。
Everybody filled the platform 募款。
每个人都填写了募捐的那个表格。
And according to people's understanding, he may not offer a lot.
那根据人们的理解，他可能不会捐很多。
Maybe people think that maybe he can offer 5,000. That was 17 years ago.、Huh?
那十七年前，他们想这个弟兄可能会捐5,000块钱。
But to everybody's surprise, he wrote down 20,000 RMB at the time.
那但是在那个时候，他却捐出了20,000人民币。
He wrote 20,000.
他就写下了20,000人民币。
Wow, people so surprised. Wow, he offered so much.
大家都非常的吃惊，哎呀，他怎么捐了这么多
？But during that moment,
那是在那一刻
，somebody came in.
有一个人来
，and from the brother's company.
从那个弟兄的公司。
And then that employee tell the brother.
那他的员工告诉这个弟兄
boss, you know something wrong has happened.
老板有一件不好的事情发生了。
One of your vessel is sinking, having some mechanical problem in the sea, and it's sinking.
那有一条船发生了机械故障，正在下沉。
Well, after hearing that news, that brother, the face turned pale because he was so worried.
那当这个弟兄听到的时候，脸色就变得苍白。
And the church board member, knowing about this, and then they decided to give him back the paper that he just wrote down and pledged.
那教会的职务会听到了这个事情之后，就把他刚刚写下的这个募款的单还给了他。
Because they think that very soon he may have financial difficulties.
因为他们认为他很快可能会面对经济上的压力。
And the brother take back the paper.
那个弟兄就拿了回去。
Cross a little bit about the figure.
那稍微在上面做了一些变动
，and then give it back to the church board，
又还给了职务会的人。
And the church board look at it is so surprised。
那他们看到的时候就更加的惊讶。
They cannot believe what they see。
他们不能相信自己眼睛所看见的。
You know what the brother did was he crossed the two and put eight。
他把那个弟兄把二划掉换成了八。
Instead of offering, pledging 20,000。He changed to 80,000 RMB at the time.
他不再募捐两万，而是八万人民币。
People's unbelieving what they see in their eyes.
那很多人就难以置信。
Ask the brother, why do you do this?
问弟兄为什么你这样做呢
？The brother answer.
那个弟兄就回答。
Now my ship is sinking.
现在我的船正在沉。
But if it sunk totally, I may not have any ability to offer.
那当他整个下。如果他整个下沉的话，我可能没有任何来捐款的能力了。
Now I still have some ability.
但是现在我还有能力。
Let me do more before the chance is gone.
那让我做在机会失去之前做更多吧。
So he changed the figure from 2 to 8.
所以他把二划掉变成了八。
He didn't care what happened in the future now.
他也不管未来会发生什么。
He wanted to take this moment and do something for God.
他就想要抓住这个机会为神做一点事情。
That testimony is so touching.
那个见证非常的感人。
Why?
为什么
？Because everybody should know that we are living under time. We are limited by time and chance.
因为我们都活在时间之下，我们被时间和机会所约束。
No matter is offering money or offering your skill to work for God.
那不论是我们捐钱，或者是我们自己为神做工。
You don't always have the opportunity.
我们并不一直都有这样的机会。
If you have the opportunity.
今天当我们有机会的时候
Don't wait for tomorrow
不要 等待明天
Don't wait for next year
不要等待明年
Don't wait for oh when you retire you say you'll do more work for God
不要等待你退休的时候为神做更多的工
Do it now try your best
现在就做竭力的去做
Here Paul encourages us because your labor in the Lord will not be in vain
因为在这里保罗说因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的
There's two kind of labors in the world
在世界中有两种不同的劳苦。
One kind of labor is labor in the world.
第一种是在世上的。
Yes, you labor, you earn the money.
你劳动了，你得到了钱。
You spend the money.
你花了钱。
And then disappear. The meaning disappear.
意义就这样消失了。
Or the moment you leave the world,
或者在你离世的那一刻，
everything say goodbye to you.
一切都向你挥手说再见。
Or you have to say goodbye to them.
那或者你要向他们说再见。
That's why in the internet the circulation there was, I don't know whether it's true or not, right? Steve Jobs' last letter before he died, he wrote, oh, he says he's so regretted.
那在网上有流传，就是乔布斯临死前写的一篇东西。
He said he labored his whole life for nothing.
他说他一生的劳苦什么都没得到。
Because he worked so hard, achieved so much.
因为他非常的努力，得到了很多。
But when he had pancreatic cancer, he had to die in a very prime age.
但是当他得了胰腺癌的时候，他却早逝。
But for us, we labor in the law, it's not for nothing.
但是对于我们来说，我们在主内做工不是突然的。
You know, brother and sister, in a few weeks' time, we'll have our annual AGM.
那在几个星期之后，我们要召开我们年度的信徒大会。
And because in this AGM, we also elect new church council member.
那在这个信徒大会之中，我们也要选新的职务会成员。
Our Toronto church are growing very rapidly.
我们的多伦多教会在以很快的速度成长。
We are branching out. We are building new chapels.
我们在造新的会堂，我们也在分设教会。
We need a lot of manpower and also financial power.
我们需要很多的人力和财力。
So we have to always pray for the church.
所以我们要一直为教会祷告。
And if the church needs you, you have to stand up.
如果教会需要你，你就要站起来。
If the church say, okay, nominate you, you should not refuse.
那如果教会说教会要
提名
你的话，
提名你就不要
拒绝。
If you are elected, you should gladly take up the work.
如果你被选中了，你就要愉快的开始做工。
And even if you are not elected, you can gladly assist the work.
那即使你没有被选中，你也可以帮忙。
Because labor in the law is not in vain.
因为在主里面的劳苦不是突然的。
This is the most important thing. So ask yourself, 2016, do you want to serve God more than before?
那这是最重要的，就是我们在2016年是不是要更加努力的侍奉神。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
Another blessing and wishes that we should do.
另外一个祝福与祝愿。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 1.
我们翻回哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
哥罗西书第一章第十节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
哥罗西书第一章第十节。第十节，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Another blessing and wish is we pray and ask God to help us that in 2016 we bear more fruits.
另外一个祝福与祝愿就是在2016年我们能多结果子。
Bear fruit is.The only purpose that the tree can serve.
那树的唯一目标就是结果子。
If the tree bear no fruit, it will disappoint the farmer who planted him.
如果那个树没有结果子，就会让种它的农夫感到失望。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 11.
我们翻到马可福音第十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
马可福音第十一章。
Verse 12.
马可福音第十一章第十二节。
Mark 11 verse 12 to 11 verse 12 to 14.
马可福音第十一章第十二到第十四节。第十二节，第二天他们从伯大尼出来，耶稣饿了。第十三节，远远的看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么。到了树下，竟找不着什么，不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。第十四节，耶稣就对树说：“从今以后，永没有人吃你的果子。”他的门徒也听见了。
It was one day when Jesus was passing from Bethany.He was hungry.
有一天，主耶稣从伯大尼出来，他饿了。
Why Jesus was hungry?
他为什么饿了呢？
Because when Jesus was on earth, he was a human being just like you and me.
因为当主耶稣在世的时候，他和我们一样都是人类。
He need to eat.
他需要吃饭。
So he looked. He tried to look for fruits from the fig tree.
所以他想要在无花果上面树上面找到果子。
But he find none.
但是他什么都找不到。
He was very disappointed.
所以他非常的失望。
But look at the tree, it's so big.
他看着树这么的大。
There's so many leaves, so many leaves.
有那么多的叶子。
But there's no fruit.
但是并没有果子。
Not even one.
一个都没有。
So Jesus said.
所以主耶稣说。
From now on, you don't need to bear any fruit.
从今以后，有没有人吃你的果子？
So what does it tell us?
那这个告诉我们什么？
Who is this tree? Who could be this tree?
那谁有可能是这棵树呢？
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们，
you and me,
你和我，
are you bearing fruits?
你在结果子吗？
You come to church.
你来到教会。
You listen to the sermon.
你听讲道。
You receive God's grace and God's protection.
你得到了神的恩典和他的看顾。
But are you bearing any fruit in return?
那在作为回报回馈，我们有结果子吗？
I still remember this year in the summer I went to UK. I went to Scotland to assist the work.
那我记得我在夏天的时候去到了英国苏格兰。
And our deacon led me to visit his house.
那一个执事请我到他家里。
And the first things he showed me in his house is not something inside.
那他给我看的第一样东西不是在里面。
He showed me in his garden.
他给我看了他的花园。
It was a big apple tree.
有一个非常大的苹果树。
He proudly introduced me to his apple tree.
他把我介绍给了他，他把那个苹果树介绍给我。
He told me when they moved into the house more than 20 years ago, they planted this tree.
那他告诉我们，在他们搬到这个家里面，也就是二十年前，他们种下了这棵树。
Her little girl was so small, but the guys are very small children.
那在那个时候，他的女儿非常的小，可能只有几岁。
And this year, her youngest daughter got married too.
那在今一年，他最年幼的女儿也已经出嫁了。
The tree is more than 20 some years old.
那个树也有二十几年了。
He told me when they first planted the tree.
他告诉我们在他们最初种树的时候。
The tree cannot bear fruit for the first few years.
那在前几年树都没有结果子。
But after the tree grows stronger.
但是当树变得更强壮之后。
And started bear fruit.
它开始结果子了。
But at the beginning is not many fruits.
在一开始没有很多的果子。
But he keep taking care of the tree.
但是他一直的照顾那棵树。
And when I look at the tree, wow, all the apples, He really protect every single apple.
那我看到树上的苹果，他都一个一个都很关心，很保护。
And I look at all the eggshell, the empty eggshell on the near the roots area.
那我看在树根的周围有很多的蛋壳。
He asked me, "Oh, natural fertilizer."
他告诉我这是天然的化肥。
He every day try to put all this organic, kitchen material. That's what we go in the green bin, right? Sometimes he makes his own fertilizer and put it on the tree.
那就是把我们要放到绿桶之中的那些有机的东西放到树根那边。
And I look at every single apple right now.
那我们他就看每一个苹果。
Wow, I look at all the apple, really delicious.
它每一个苹果都非常的好吃。
Very pink in the color.
那颜色也非常的粉嫩。
I was really hungry. I was waiting for him to tell me, give me one to you.
那我也非常的饿，我就等着他跟我说你来拿一个吧。
But he said, it's not totally ripe yet. Maybe next time when you come, choose the right month, and then I can taste my apple.
那他告诉我现在他还没有完全成熟，下一次你要选对时间，你就可以来尝我的苹果了。
Wow, they said, okay, next time when I visit, I want to make sure I eat your apple.
那我就说下一次我来的时候一定要吃到你的苹果。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, just like this gardener.
那我们主耶稣也就像这样的农夫。
You are the tree.
你是树。
You have been believing for Jesus long enough.
你信神已经有足够长的时间。
More than a few years, most of us, more than a few years already.
那对于我们多数来说，已经超过了几年。
But are we bearing any fruits?
那我们在结果子吗？
Jesus looking, wow, you have a lot of leaves.
那主耶稣说你有很多的叶子。
Wow, it seems that you have a lot of activity, a lot of life.
看上去你好像生命很活跃。
Yes, you come to church.
是的，你来到教会。
Yes, you do this and do that.
你做这一件事，你做那件事。
But is there any fruit?
但是有果子吗？
What are the fruits?
果子是什么呢？
Let's look at some.
我们翻到诗篇。
Let's look at Galatians, all right? The book of Galatians.
加拉太书。
Chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians 5:22.
加拉太书第五章第二十二节。
Galatians 5:22.
加拉太书第五章第二十二节。
These are the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵所结的果子。
Please read.
第二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。第二十三节，温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Can you imagine this tree?Holy Spirit inside can bear this fruit.
那我们可以想象圣灵在我们的殿内可以结这样的果子。
Why sometimes your life is not happy?
为什么我们的生活有时候不健康？
Why sometimes
不开心？
You feel that you're lacking something?
为什么我们的时候感觉有所欠缺？
Not because of the external environment.
并不是因为我们外界的环境。
It's because we fail to produce this kind of fruit.
是因为我们没有结出这样的果子。
We lack love.
我们没有仁爱。
We lack joy.
没有喜乐
We lack peace
没有和平
We lack endurance
没有忍耐
Or not enough, we should say not enough
或者 换句话来说是不足
So in this year, we ask the Holy Spirit, help us to bear some of this fruit
那所以在新的一年中我们要求圣灵让我们结出一些这样的果子
If your heart is joyful
如果我们的心有喜乐
It's peaceful
和平
Your year will be so happy, so blessed.
那我们的一年也会非常的快乐。
Okay, another blessing of goal that we have to seek for.
那另外一个我们想要追寻的目标就是。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
那我们翻到哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3.
哥林多后书第一章第三节
3 to 4
第三节到第四节
2 Corinthians
哥林多后书
1, verse 3
第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。第四节，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
So this blessing and wishes may God comfort you.So that you can comfort others.
那这样的赐福和祝愿就是神希望神来祝来安慰我们，这样我们可以安慰别人。
Brother and sister, think about the last year.
那弟兄姐妹们，我们回顾一下去年。
Were there moments that you feel so discouraged?
有时候我们会不会觉得非常的失落？
When you feel discouraged and you don't know what to do.
当我们失落的时候，不知道做什么的时候。
What do you want?
你想要什么呢？
I think what you want is somebody can understand and listen to you to talk.
那我想大概是有人愿意倾听我们的话。
When you are so down, you want somebody to encourage you.
当我们非常失落的时候，希望有人可以鼓励我们。
Right? This is what we want, right?
对吧？这就是我们想要的。
We want to be understood.
我们想要被理解
and we want to be comforted.
我们也想要被安慰
we don't like to be criticized.
我们不想要被指责
we don't like to be judged.
我们不想要被评论
but our life, what the problem is, when we need to be comforted, but sometimes we get judgment and criticized.
那有时候当我们需要安慰的时候我们反倒遭到更多的指责
why?
为什么?
Because the people surround us, sometimes they don't know how to comfort.
因为我们周围的一些人不知道怎样安慰我们。
For example, your family.
比如说我们的家庭。
Maybe your spouse.
也许是你的配偶。
Maybe they don't know how to comfort you.
可能他们不知道怎么样安慰你。
Maybe your parents, they don't know how to comfort you.
可能你的父母也不知道怎样安慰你。
Because most of the time, we lack the ability to comfort each others.
因为在很多的情况下我们没有那个能力去互相安慰。
That's why our problem getting bigger.
这就是为什么我们的问题越来越大。
We are lacking joy in our life.
我们在生活中没有喜乐。
But can you imagine?
但是我们能想象
If everyone in the family know how to comfort each other
如果家庭中的每一个成员都知道怎样互相安慰的话
For example, between siblings They know how to comfort each other and encourage each other
比如说弟兄姐妹们之间知道怎样互相安慰
Husband and wife They know how to comfort, understand and encourage each other
夫妻之间知道怎样互相的安慰与鼓励
Then the family will become different
那这个家庭就会变得不一样。
But how can we learn how to comfort each other?
那我们怎样知道怎么互相安慰呢?
First of all, Paul said, you must be comforted by God.
第一点也就是保罗所说的我们要被神安慰。
If you do not receive comfort from God,
如果我们没有得到从神而来的安慰,
it's very hard for you to go outside, you comfort other people.
我们就很难出去再去安慰别人。
So this is very important.
所以这是非常重要的。
Every one of us in this year, we should seek relationship with God.
那在我们新的一年中我们要去追求与神的关系
Be comforted by God
被神所安慰
And then we can go to comfort others
这样我们就可以安慰他人
We can look at one example
我们可以看一个例子
Let's turn to Acts
我们翻到使徒行传
The book of Acts chapter 4
使徒行传第四章
Verse 36
使徒行传第四章第三十六节
Acts chapter 4 verse 36
使徒行传第四章第三十六节第三十六节，有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。
继续来那个。
第三十七节，他在
不用三十七节哈，就是巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子啊。In the
巴拿巴翻译出来就是劝慰子。
Okay, there was a person, a very important worker in the apostolic church.
那在使徒的教会里面有一个非常重要的人物。
His name was Barnabas.
他叫巴拿巴。
But Barnabas was not his original name.
但是巴拿巴不是他原来的名字。
His original name was Joseph.
他的原名叫约瑟。
But people call a nickname to him, Barnabas.
但是他们别人给他起了一个昵称，就是巴拿巴。
In verse 37, explain. In verse 36, explain. Barnabas translated means son of comfort.
那在这里，巴拿巴翻译出来就是劝慰子。
Why people give him this nickname?
为什么大家给了他这个昵称呢？
Because this Barnabas is very different.
因为这个巴拿巴非常的不一样。
His character is very gentle.
他的人性格非常的温和。
He's full of love.
他充满了爱。
He always go to encourage people.
他经常去到外面去鼓励别人。
Now, one time when Saul converted to Christianity.
那有一次当扫罗信了基督教以后。
He went to Jerusalem.
他去了耶路撒冷。
When nobody wanted to accept Saul because everybody was so scared of him.
当没有人愿意接纳扫罗，因为大家都很害怕他。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
我们翻到《使徒行传》第九章。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 27.
使徒行传第九章第二十七节。第二十七节，唯有巴拿巴接待他，领去见使徒。把他在路上怎么看见主怎么向他说话，他在大马士革怎么奉耶稣的名放胆传道，都述说出来。
Now when everybody rejects Saul,
当大家都没不接待扫罗的时候
，Barnabas go,
巴拿巴接待了他。
Come,
他说来。
I'll bring you to the apostle.
我带你见使徒。
I know you are a good man.
我知道你是好人。
Even people don't like you right now.
即使大家现在不喜欢你
I know God is in you.
但是我知道你有主与你同在
I know God want to use you.
我知道主想要用你
So he introduced Saul to others.
所以他把扫罗领去见了使徒和其他人
Now, Can you imagine if in our life we can be Barnabas?
那我们可以想象如果在生活当中我们可以当巴拿巴
Those people other people reject but you can go to help them.
其他人所离弃的我们去帮助他
You can comfort them, you can encourage them.
我们可以安慰他，可以鼓励他。
In the future, when they stand up, they can do more work for God.
那在未来的时候，他们可以为神做更多的工。
A few weeks ago, I went to Edmonton.
那几周之前，我去到了艾蒙顿。
I attend the counselor seminar.
那我去了讲西人的这个会议。
Before I go there, I was thinking.
那在我去到之前，我就在想。
Wow, being a counselor is so easy, right?
那当一个讲习人可能很简单，
辅导者。We are preacher. We have been counseling people for more than 10-15 years.
那我们作为传道来说，我们辅导人已经有十几年了。
Counseling is very easy. Just tell the people what is right and do it. Don't waste time.
辅导人很简单，不要浪费时间，告诉他们是什么是对的就可以了。
Tell them what is the problem.
告诉他们问题是什么。
And then they will do it.
那他们就会去做。
That was before. Before I go there, my thinking was that.
那是在我去到那里之前，我的思想是这样的。
After I go there to learn.
但是当我去到那边去听完了之后
I learned from what Lord Jesus Christ did for his disciple.
那我也学习了主耶稣为他的门徒做的那些事。
Lord Jesus Christ is so patient.
主耶稣是那么的有耐心。
Full of love.
充满了爱。
When people are not walking in the right direction, he's so patient to counsel them.
那当人没有走在正确的道路上，主耶稣会非常有耐心。
To love them and guide them back.
他会爱他们，然后带领他们回来。
It's not an easy job.
并不是一件很容易的事情。
And we have to learn.
但是我们需要学习。
So in the new year, hope that we all can learn to be comforter.
那所以在新的一年，我们都要立志成为可以安慰别人的人。
But before we can do that,
但是在那之前
we ourselves must be comforted by God, by the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵、被神所安慰。
Lastly, let's look at Isaiah chapter 40.
那最后我们翻到以赛亚书第四十章。
And there's the last wish and the goal and blessing for us.
这是最后的祝愿，也是最后的祝福。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书第四十章。
Verse 31.
第三十一节。
Isaiah 40 verse 31.
以赛亚书第四十章第三十一节。第三十一节，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不疲倦，行走却不疲乏。
This is a good verse. If it's your own Bible, you can underline this.
这是非常好的一个章节。如果这是你自己的圣经话，可以把它画下来。
No, in the Bible, there's so many good verses.
在圣经中有那么好的，有那么多好的经节。
That's why you need to bring your own Bible.
这就是为什么我们要带自己的圣经。
And also use a paperback Bible.
也是用纸做的这个圣经。
So it's easier to write notes and underline.
因为这样更容易 更利于我们画和记笔记。
This wish is, may those who wait for the law regain strength.
这个祝愿就是愿那等候耶和华的重新得力。
Last year, did you feel tired?
在过去的一年，我们是否感到疲惫？
Did you feel that you cannot go on anymore?
你是否感觉没有办法再前进了？
Did you feel that you are discouraged? You don't want to do it for God anymore?
有没有感到失落，不想再为神做？
Did you have lose hope for your family anymore?
还是为我们的家庭失去了希望？
Did you lose hope for your children anymore?
还是为我们的儿女失去了希望？
If you have lost strength,
如果你失去了力量，
it's not to give up.
并不是放弃
or go away.
或者离开。
If you lack strength, you should ask the Lord.
如果你缺乏力量，就要问神。
He'll renew your strength.
他会让你重新得力。
He'll let you to be just like flying like an eagle again.
他会让你如鹰展翅。
Brother and sister, this year a lot of challenges for us.
那在弟兄姐妹们，新的一年我们面对很多的挑战。
Maybe your work.
可能是我们的工作。
Maybe your family.
可能是我们的家庭。
Even church work is a lot of challenge.
即使是做圣工也有很多的挑战。
We'll elect a new board.
我们要选新的植物会成员。
And also we have a piece of land already.
我们也有 一块新的土地了。
We're going to build the chapel.
我们要建造会堂。
And we have so many young children in our church.
我们有这么多，我们教会里面有这么多的小孩。
We have to educate them.
我们要教育他们。
And we have so many truth seekers. We have to evangelize.
我们也有这么多的慕道者，我们要向他们传福音。
We cannot do anything unless we have strength.
我们什么都不能做，除非我们有力量。
So let's ask God to give us strength.
所以我们求神给我们力量。
Just like the wings, like an eagle.
就像鹰，如鹰展翅。
Get strength from the Lord.
从神那边得到力量。
May the Lord bless us.
愿神祝福我们。
Let's sing hymn 93.
我们唱诗。